I'm Carmen Lee Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke. This podcast is an accompaniment to the Stroke Rehabilitation and Recovery Roundtable, which gathered experts from across the globe, from places like Australia, the UK, France, New Zealand, Canada, the Netherlands, US, and more. A biological marker or biomarker is a naturally occurring molecule, gene, or characteristic that is objectively measured and evaluated as an indicator of normal biological processes, pathogenic processes, or pharmacological responses to a therapeutic intervention. We spoke to Dr. Lara Boyd, who, working together with an excellent team of rehabilitation and recovery experts from around the world, posed a few very interesting clinical questions in stroke rehabilitation. What some would say are the most difficult clinical questions in stroke rehabilitation and recovery, and that is, what is this patient's potential for recovery and what is the best rehabilitation strategy for this person given her or his clinical profile? Now, without answers to these questions, clinicians struggle to make decisions regarding the content and focus of therapy. And this isn't good for hospital or stroke unit bottom lines, or patients and families themselves. Dr. Lara Boyd and her group look to developing and implementing biomarkers to distinguish patient subgroups, which they believe will help address these issues and unravel the factors important to the recovery process.
I'm Lara Boyd. I'm a physical therapist and a neuroscientist and a professor at the University of British Columbia in the Department of Physical Therapy and also in the Center for Brain Health. So a biomarker is really just a biological indicator of a disease that we can use that's going to tell us, you know, about the underlying cellular or molecular processes going on in that person. And that given that information, those biomarkers early on after stroke are going to allow us to make some accurate predictions for what we see later. So they're indicators of what we think is going to come. I think for many of us in the field of stroke research and stroke rehabilitation, we've struggled to understand why many of the recent clinical trials have failed to show a benefit beyond standard of care. And it's becoming obvious from the data from those trials, as well as our own individual data, that we see a tremendous amount of variability across our patients. And that's one of the things that I feel that, you know, as a field, we have to really start to confront and wrestle with. And so given that, you know, we see that patients have very unique potentials for recovery. And we also see and are starting to understand that, you know, there's no real one-size-fits-all therapeutic approach. There's probably a great deal of individuality that needs to be accounted for in deciding, you know, how we're going to treat our patients the most effective way. So if you take that together, it kind of leads you logically to this question of, well, how will we start to stratify patients in order to make better decisions about what therapy is going to be best and for whom? And then secondly, how do we stratify patients so that we as their care providers and researchers, and then they as the patient and their family, can really understand, you know, what they are going to look like a year or 2 years after their stroke? So really trying to understand that potential for recovery. And then the most crucial part is exploit it. So we're sure that we have people recover to their absolute, you know, optimal place. So it's, you push them as far into the recovery process as possible.
And so I guess then that leads us into asking, how do biomarkers then make this possible? How do we fit this into our traditional view of rehabilitation, and how does it move us forward or move us in a different direction?
Yeah, our intent is to try to identify biomarkers both at this time that we understand well enough, and then those that we believe have a lot of potential, if we develop them a bit farther, that will allow us to start to stratify patients. And so that's why we're very optimistic about this particular field, and specifically about certain biomarkers that we think are going to allow us to start to predict recovery and start to make decisions about, you know, who's going to benefit from this therapy, so we can kind of address those first couple questions we started with, you know, for whom is the best intervention and who's going to be most, you know, well-positioned to make a full recovery. So that's what we're trying to go with them. Interestingly, when you look at the literature like we did, you know, it's very obvious that we have a lot of work to do. We have a few good candidate biomarkers and then a lot we're very optimistic about. But it really lays out in some ways a research agenda for how we're going to develop and refine our understanding of these biomarkers as we move forward.
So give us a little bit of an insight for people who have got some rehabilitation experience but are not really all over this sort of science. What kind of biomarkers are we talking about, and how do they give someone who's clinically in the field an advantage when they're looking at rehabilitation and recovery?
Sure. So the real most promising one that we have at this point is in the area of motor recovery. And that would be thinking about different ways that we can index the integrity of the cortical spinal tract. So there's a couple different ways you can do this. So you can look at the cortical spinal tract using magnetic resonance imaging and get an index from what's called diffusion imaging that just really tells you about the integrity of that tract. Another way to do that is by using transcranial magnetic stimulation to get what's called a motor evoked potential. So if we apply a pulse of TMS over the cortex, do we get a resultant muscle twitch? So it turns out that by looking at these cortical spinal tract indices, that we can start to understand quite a bit about the potential for recovery. So we see moderate to what we consider to be moderate to strong relationships between measures of impairment in the the later stages after stroke and looking at measures of cortical spinal tract integrity early after stroke. And so that's one area that we feel like the science is fairly well developed. Now, how could that actually help, in understanding those data? There's an example that we provide late in the paper that I think is really exciting. And it shows that from a recent, there was a recent phase three clinical trial called the Everest trial. And in the Everest trial, they used behavioral assessments to determine who could come into the trial. And they found, and this was a trial of epidural stimulation, and they found it was considered to be, a negative effect. So they found in this trial no advantage beyond standard of care for this epidural stimulation. Now, post hoc, they went back and they actually indexed the cortical spinal tract using motor evoked potentials. And when they did that and they recategorized their patients, they found a positive effect of this epidural stimulation in individuals who had a motor evoked potential. So clearly there was a subgroup there that had they been stratified appropriately initially, they would have had a totally different trial outcome. They would have showed a benefit of this particular intervention. So that's the level at which we're hoping to see this biomarker field develop forward, where we can start to make really intelligent decisions using these clinical indicators or these biomarker indicators, of for whom which therapy is going to. The only other thing that I was really struck by is the asymmetry across the field. So we've done so much work in motor. But if you look, for example, at the sensory system, cognition and language are a little bit better. We have a lot of developing to do. And the other thing that was really interesting that I really learned and enjoyed learning through this process was that if you look at language and cognitive recovery, the time frame is so different than what we think about, what I think about as a motor person, motor researcher. We're looking at recovery that takes place for years and years, very slowly evolved. And so I think that's just another really important thing to keep in mind when we think about biomarkers. So we're going to see really different indicators of response and recovery in those fields where you're seeing these long trajectories of recovery than you might see in the sensory and motor fields, where we see things happen very quickly, relatively speaking.
You've been listening to a podcast developed by the International Journal of Stroke, the flagship journal of the World Stroke Organization, as an accompaniment to our scientific and clinical articles on the neurological subject of stroke. I'm Carmen Leif Jenkins, Managing Editor of the International Journal of Stroke. The World Stroke Organization is an important global society with an aim to reduce the global burden of stroke. Please consider becoming a member.